it's really been fortunate. We're very, very pleased to have it won. And especially when the journey, how we started right in the middle of pandemic, and the support that we've had with our from our customer as well as the local community in Harbour has been brilliant. And to have it been nominated by our customers and locals in Harbour and go on to win, it's been really rewarding. And from day one, I think we put a lot of focus on the quality side of it. We've been very passionate about the food that we serve and also the service. Our view always has been we wanted to look after our customer just the way we wanted to be looked after when we go out and eat. And to have it recognized in this way has been really rewarding, and we're really pleased. So therefore, we just wanted to extend our gratitude to our customers, and as well as the English Curry Award as well, for the opportunity.
Well, it's a great achievement, especially when you were up against
restaurants
from across the region and further afield.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, just going back to my point, we've been literally, 17, 18 months we started, and most of 18 months we were under lockdown and barely were able to open except for takeaways and deliveries. Despite that, to achieve this has been a phenomenal journey, and I think it's just great testament to the team at Everest Lounge and the locals who supported us.
Well, definitely. And you touched on it there, to launch a business
anytime is somewhat of a gamble, but to do it during a pandemic,
did you have to think twice whether you did?
More than twice, to be honest. We weren't sure to do it or not, and we took that calculated gamble. For me, it was an experiment. As you know, my background is completely different. I work for National Health Service. I bring completely different experience. Yes. And we all different people from different walk of life, we decided to come together, venture out the restaurant and different type of food into Harbour. So it was a kind of experiment anyway. In the best of time, experiment is one of those things that you do with calculated risk. But to start that during middle of pandemic was a massive risk. We thought about a number of times, and we just said, you know what, let's go for it. We believed in our ability. We knew what we could bring, the quality and all of it. And I think that's what helped us, and also that's what helped us keep going, even in the difficult time. It's been absolutely extremely difficult, but from the day one, the support we had within the community, from the community, is what kept us going. And there were a number of times we felt probably it's a journey or experiment too far. But with the support and encouragement from the locals, we said, you know what, let's keep it going. And we did that. And I think we are now where we are. And to have the award won, it's a really, really testament to that difficult journey and the support.
Well, most definitely. And to receive feedback from customers.
What do you think it is that they particularly like about yourselves?
To be frank, honest, I think food is good, but I think you know, you get good quality food everywhere. I think the effort that we put in looking after our customer, the personalized service, and trying to understand what our customer wanted, and always wanted to make sure that we look after customers, that personalized service, the friendly service, I believe that's where I think we've made a difference. There are so many outlets, different varieties of food, serving it. Yes, we focus on quality of food, and sometimes we got it wrong. There are a number of times we got it wrong too. But we've always acknowledged when we get it wrong. We try to put it right and be very personal when we get it wrong. I think that's where probably we've made a slight difference in terms of, that comes through in the feedback that we get. So so far we've already received about nearly 500 compliments across different platform, and really positive. And most of the feedback has been very friendly stuff, very personable, and the quality comes through, the quality of food. And even when we get it wrong, customers always say, yeah, they got it wrong, but they put it right really quickly. And I think that's what has helped us.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's,
oh,
really,
no, that's really,
really
good to really
hear.
Good
to
and hear.
In terms of staff at the restaurant, has that been able to increase as the business has grown?
Most definitely. And also, we've got a lot of local staff who have shown interest to work with us, and we've helped a number of our local youngsters to come in and work with us and help them develop. And again, to see that journey as well, a couple of staff that I have, such as Joe, Jake and Amber, just to name a few, have been phenomenal, and see that journey and be able to work, and the commitment, dedication, the hard work I see day in and out. It's absolute privilege to be working with. And almost sometimes they see me as a mentor, be able to see that the development, the growth over time, and be able to attract more youngsters to come and work. And I think one of the philosophy I've worked on is I wanted to focus on being a part of the local business. So we've got all the local suppliers, and also work with the local people within the business setting is really satisfying to see. And yes, we're attracting more. We've grown significantly. As you know, we've recently opened another branch in Loughborough as well. As a part of that, I think we took our team over to Loughborough for dinner. And I was slightly late turning up. As I walked in and seeing about 20, 25 people, I was thinking, hang on a minute, when did my team grow to become more than 20, 25? You don't realize that, but it's naturally happened over time. And to see that growth is a proud moment.
Well, most definitely.
Almost definitely. Is that the staff number at the moment? 25?
Yeah, I think I probably with, again, not all full-time. I've got a part-time, full-time combination of it across two sides. I think we're almost nearly 30 staff.
You must find
the town as a whole is a nice place to be.
Absolutely. I came here, as you know, I used to work at Kettering General Hospital. I used to stay on site and used to commute from Rochester. And there was a point in time I wanted to move closer to Kettering Hospital, and all the staff suggested, oh, why don't you go explore Harbour? It's a nice place to live. And I came down with my family one weekend. We all fell in love with Harbour, and then we decided to move into Harbour. That was December 2013, and we've been here 7-8 years. I love it. My family loves it. I've got two kids, Nick and Sebastian. They both love it. There's a lot of opportunity for kids, and the community is very supportive. And I saw that not only COVID, it would be unfair for me to say I saw that community spirit during COVID. There's a lot of community spirits, which is very commendable. But during COVID, we saw that really coming through, really powerful community spirits. And that's what it is all about, which is why I think in my view as a part of the business as well, I wanted to give back as much as I can to the community, be part of the community. It is a business at the end, but I don't always see that as a business, money-making business. I think I wanted to be part of the community, look after community as much as we can, and that's what we're doing.